You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We turn our attention now to another issue facing Wisconsin, a coalition of business and government groups, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, are pushing to change Wisconsin's Family and Medical Leave Act to mirror the federal act already in place. We will talk with an advocate for working women who says this would be a huge repeal that would hurt working families. And we will welcome your questions and your thoughts on this. Do you think that the state's Family and Medical Leave Act should be the same as the federal act? It would actually be weakening the Wisconsin Family and Medical Leave Act. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Astar Herndon, the Wisconsin organizer for 9 to 5 Wisconsin, one of the largest national organizations of working women. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
So first off, tell us what the Wisconsin Medical and Family Leave Act, the Family and Medical Leave Act, does.
So right now, family medical leave allows anyone who is going to have some extended period of time where they need to either take care of themselves or a family member, and they're allowed to do that. They can either right now apply their vacation time to that leave so it can be paid. It is unpaid. And our current bill here in Wisconsin has an extensive list of relationships that are covered. There are a number of hours that are covered. So it's a great it allows families to be able to take care of themselves or a loved one. You know, we don't work to, we don't just live to work. We work to live. We work so we can provide for ourselves and our family and take care of them. Family medical leave allows you to do that.
And how does it, the state's plan differ from the federal plan?
Well, as I said, particularly the differences, they're small nuances, but they have a big impact on families, particularly, like I said, the definition of family. Parent in-laws and domestic partners will not be covered under federal guidelines. Also, part-time workers who work between 20 and 26 hours will also not be covered. Job protection right now is for employees who work for companies that have 50 or more. That provision would be kind of diluted, so it has more specific guidelines for that individual who receives job protection. And then the last and most important thing is that it would prevent individuals from using accrued time. So generally, the way people are able to get paid for that, they bank up their vacation time and their sick time, and they apply that to this leave that they're going to take. The federal guidelines would prevent that. So this would really put families in a bind, especially around that paid aspect, because people, especially if you're taking maternity leave or, you know, some kind of extended leave, you know, a sick parent has to be taken care of, taking off of work and not getting paid is really hard. Most people can't afford to do that. So this would really, really put working families in a bind.
The Wisconsin League of Municipalities is quoted as saying that it's a confusing administrative nightmare to decide when the federal law and state law apply. What's your response to that?
Well, you know, we've had our law here in Wisconsin since 1988. So we have over 20 years of precedent, and it's been working for our state. I think that oftentimes business communities say that the sky is falling when it comes to supporting working families. And if this bill was such a burden, we would have had this discussion 20 years ago. It's been around for long enough for the administrative bodies to be able to enact it, and for Wisconsin, I know the law. We use it, and we want to keep it as is. And actually, it should be expanded to be paid leave. As a nationally, the United States is the worst country internationally dealing with family leave. We don't have it paid. We don't support our families, these working families who really need it.
Yeah, a guest from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce was on our program Central Time last week, and we have spoken with them in the past. I know that some of their members complain that this is difficult. The Wisconsin Family and Medical Leave Act is difficult for businesses to comply with, and there's some thought that it's being abused, that workers are taking this leave when it's not completely necessary. What's your response to that?
Well, I mean, there are always going to be programs that have egregious violators, and that's why in the law we make protections against those violators and against egregious businesses who aren't providing certain things. So I think that is the cop-out to say, well, you know, we shouldn't have anything for families because there is a small population, or there could be a small population that violates it. Again, these are longer-term medical issues that people are dealing with. We're not talking necessarily about a short-term paid sick days or time like that. These are larger medical decisions. Like I said, having a family, you know, we should be supporting young couples and young families to be able to grow their family. How is this nation going to survive if we're not supporting the bedrock of our economy? The way this economy works is when families make money, they're able, and they're healthy, and they're able to thrive, they're able to spend, and they're able to do a lot in their community. If families aren't healthy and they aren't able to take care of themselves or their family members, that's going to hurt our economy.
Our guest is Astar Herndon, the Wisconsin organizer for 9 to 5 Wisconsin, one of the largest national organizations of working women. And we are talking with her about a proposal that would change Wisconsin's Family and Medical Leave Act to mirror the federal act that is in place. The federal act is different and some considered weaker than the state's. What do you think? Do you think that the Wisconsin Family and Medical Leave Act should stay the same, or should it be changed to reflect the federal act? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Have you taken family leave? Do you think that repealing the State Family Leave Act would affect you? Let us know your questions and your experiences after we check the latest news. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about a proposal to change Wisconsin's Family and Medical Leave Act. A coalition of business and government groups is trying to change Wisconsin's Family Leave Act to be more like the federal regulations that are already in place. But groups argue that the Wisconsin Leave Act is more generous than the federal act. Wisconsin's law offers more leave to part-time workers, to those taking care of an in-law or a domestic partner, the ability to apply or not apply sick or vacation time to their leave, and the ability to take leave for intermittently for a birth or an adoption. Our guest says those differences make a difference to working families in Wisconsin. She is Astar Herndon, Wisconsin organizer for 9 to 5 Wisconsin, one of the largest national organizations of working women. And Jenny in Janesville is our first caller. Hello, Jenny.
Hi. I work for an organization where I administer FMLA, and I have also benefited from using it. And I think there are a lot of good things about the Wisconsin law. However, the complexities in administering both federal and state law with so many differences is extraordinarily difficult. We really try to follow the law, and it is very hard to even follow the law because of all of these differences with tracking and qualifying and what qualifies. And I think as we're making these laws, we have to be more cognizant of the difficulty in administering them.
Yeah, Jenny, why can't you just administer the Wisconsin law? That's the law. And why is it so confusing?
Because there are different types of hours, for example, with federal law that when you look back would qualify you for leave. So you really have to be sure you're following both of them. And Wisconsin is more generous, but the sheer differences in how it's administered makes it very difficult. Mm-hmm. So I do think the benefits granted that are in addition to the federal law are excellent. I just think there needs to be somebody looking out for some consistency with how we administer it, because it puts a large burden on us just trying to follow the law and even explaining it. It's hard for employees to even understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess I'm still kind of confused as to why you're not just, if I'm a Wisconsin employee, I get the benefits from the Wisconsin Act, and I don't know why you have to look at the federal act at all.
Because you always have to give the employee the most benefit, and there are certain things that just need to be administered differently for federal law. So it requires, for example, when you're looking at if somebody qualifies, you're looking for, at Wisconsin, hours paid. With federal, you're looking at hours worked. And so you need to be sure, in some cases, somebody can qualify for Wisconsin leave in one case, but then you also have to administer federal leave. So you need to know both of those things. You can't just do one, because in some cases they'll qualify for two different things because of how the law reads.
Yeah, well, what do you say to that, Astar?
Well, I think in that case, let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater. Let's make sure that it's administered in a way that's easier for businesses. Why put families in the bind and have to make them, reduce the number of things that they qualify for because of nuances in the law, which can be fixed? Let's bring the folks who are administering family medical leave to the table, and let's work out those provisions that can be worked out. Let's not just totally repeal the law.
Yeah. So what if the law is repealed, or if it's changed to just reflect what the federal law says, how is that going to affect working families in Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, as I said, I've listed the differences in the provision. So, a part-time worker would find it harder to qualify. And again, family medical leave, the whole idea behind it was that any worker should be able, and that's why the number of hours are lower for part-time workers in Wisconsin. And again, as I said, Wisconsin was the first state to do it. We pushed federal to make it happen. So it'll be even sadder as well for us to be the trailblazer in this and then repeal that the same, but taking away the ability to apply to your accrued time, again, that allows for individuals to receive their paycheck while they're on this leave. Taking away that provision in and of itself, I'm not even going to, the other aspects are nuances, but that in and of itself will stop the bargaining and the economic contribution that individual can make while they're on leave. And I think that that's something that's really important for the stability of our state economically.
Ruth in Madison is with us. Hello, Ruth.
Hi. Well, I think what a lot of people don't get with this is that very often people who need this law need it ongoing. For example, if they were born with a condition that requires them to need medical stuff, they may not be able to be a full-time worker, and therefore the federal law may not ever apply to them, and yet they need time away from their job for their appointments and for their care. Or if a person develops, you know, like, for example, dialysis, the need for dialysis, that isn't going to stop probably after 1 year or 2 years. But the thing is, even if you were a full-time worker and you went on dialysis, then you now have become a part-time worker under the federal law because you haven't worked full-time, even if you got paid for the time you were gone. That's why Wisconsin's law covers under also pay status, because if you used your sick leave and your vacation for your dialysis instead of going on vacation, you know, or if you get an autistic child, that child needs supportive care, needs appointments, needs to go, but your employer doesn't have to let you go, you know, if after the first couple of years you're now a part-time worker and you don't qualify under the federal law anymore. The state's law is more lenient on purpose for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Any reaction, Astar?
I totally agree. That's right. And especially, you know, as you mentioned, for a parent who is taking care of a child with a disability, that's what I'm finding. We have a member at 9 to 5 who is going through that exact same issue. Her child has a disability, and because of that, it's restricted the number of hours and then thus her eligibility. And that shouldn't be, because this is, you know, people can't necessarily choose your you know, what circumstances your child is born or things that happen in your family, but you still should be able to live, because, you know, you have to be able to work to be able to pay for those medical bills, to do all of those things. And so it would be really unfortunate if we hurt the people and the individuals who really need it most.
And we should point out that this the FMLA only applies to companies that have 50 or more employees. Will this affect smaller businesses at all?
Not really, not as much. So the 50 or more are those who have job protection, actually, and let me clarify that. So it does cover all workers. So even a worker who works at a small business is eligible for family medical leave. However, that worker does not receive job protection because they are not an employer that has the 50 or more. The 50 or more is for job protection. And that's an issue that I have, and that's a change that should be made. Because if you're working and you have this, and you fit all of the eligibility requirements, we should be able to come up with a way that individuals still have job protection, that they are able to have their job when they come back, whether it's a smaller or larger business.
Yeah. Jackie on Facebook says, what good is a state with all businesses and no workers? The FMLA saved me when my mom had a heart attack and a stroke.
That's the truth.
James on Facebook says, meanwhile, the rest of the industrialized world has mandatory paid maternity and mandatory paid leave.
Yes.
You would rather Wisconsin strengthen its Family and Medical Leave Act rather than weaken it.
Exactly. Let Wisconsin be the industry leader that it has been. It was the first to create family medical leave, and let's continue on that train and make it paid. Have individuals be able to receive a certain portion of their income while they're on this leave. Again, it helps the economy. Individuals who have money are able to spend money in their economy. It's basically like, and we should support families to do that.
So what's your message to our state lawmakers who are going to be working on this issue?
Let us be bold, and if there are challenges with our law, let's make it easier for businesses and for workers. Let's not repeal this law that helps so many families, so many working families. And if anyone wants to support that, we have an online petition on our Facebook page, and our page name is 9to5, it's the number 9, T-O, the number 5, Wisconsin. We have a petition on, sign that petition, and we will be sending it to the chairs of the Joint Finance Committee to let them know that we as Wisconsinites do not want this. This is not good for our state.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Astar Herndon is the Wisconsin organizer for 9to5 Wisconsin, one of the largest national organizations of working women. Thanks to Caleb Lato, to Judith Sears-Poisson, and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We will have two lawmakers talking about state budget items in our Big Question segment coming up after 7 o'clock. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to look at non-toxic cleaning products and how we can do it ourselves. And we'll also take a look at the issue of hoarding and some efforts going on in Wisconsin to bring attention to this issue. That's coming up tomorrow at this time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.